The forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with highs around 74. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 46. Tonight, clear skies. 81 tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 63.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The father of the Buckland explosion survivor is describing what happened. He's obviously happy that his son is still alive, but his son's best friend, Jerry Isaacson, and his family are dead. Roger Stippert said his son, Christian, was renovating his wife's salon, and Jerry Isaacson, his girlfriend Robin Hamilton, and their 19-month-old child Stormy Isaacson came along. He spoke with KSN in further detail.
There was a shout, or maybe even a scream. He turned and seen the flames that had ignited and was coming at him.
Christian soon realized
Jerry's still in there. Jerry, Stormy, and Robin.
Christian Snipper was flown to a hospital in Wichita, which is causing financial strain on his family. But the community has been helping the Snippers farm while they've been out of town. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Saturday brings another collegiate tripleheader for a huge afternoon of college football. Kick things off with Penn State and Ohio State at 11. Then it's Texas and Houston at 3, followed by Utah at USC in primetime. And on Sunday, Week 7's NFL action puts the Lions against the Ravens at noon. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
At Wichita State University, the Futures Fair showcases post-secondary options for over 2,500 students. Corinne Simmons and Nolan Wilson are students at Wichita's Trinity Academy, and they spoke with 12 News about why this is important.
Programs that I hadn't been considering before, talking to different colleges, was just really interesting to get a wider perspective on.
It's been really cool how we can just go around and see, like, literally every college within our area, and that's pretty cool, like, just to know our options and stuff like that.
In other news, a new Kansas cooking competition will feature wild-caught game and foraged food. This new competition, hosted by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, says that wild foods, whether they're caught or foraged from Kansas lands, will be showcased at the competition in Lawrence. It will be from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, November 19th at the Baker University Wetlands Discovery Center. Entries can be submitted into the following categories of wild game, wild fish, wild plants, wild mushrooms, wild sweets like fruits and berries, or wild invasive or nuisance species.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Governor Jim Pillen announced that he's accepting applications to fill the vacancy left by Senator Tom Breezy of District 41. Senator Breezy will assume a new role as state treasurer beginning November 1st and submitted his resignation earlier this week and will be effective October 31st. Governor Pillen said that the appointee will serve the remainder of Senator Breezy's elected term through 2024. In other news, the First National Bank of Omaha has awarded more than $1.7 million in impact grants to 90 organizations. This grant supports programs dedicated to workforce development and entrepreneurship, along with affordable housing and neighborhood revitalization. Key goals also include adult education and financial literacy and security. The FNBO combined two grant cycles into one to represent the largest one-year grant amount ever awarded by them.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roller Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or ToppersPlusKS.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Advance voting begins today for the November general election, and registration has closed. You may vote at county clerk's offices and may also request mail-in ballots. Informational meetings for the Marshall County Jail Project continue this evening in Axtell at the American Legion, Thursday evening at the Frankfort American Legion beginning at 7 p.m. The Marshall County Jail Project meeting held in Marysville is available for replay or download on its entirety on our website at KNDYradio.com. Waterville City Council signed agreements with Kansas Wildlife and Parks for an award for the Recreational Trail Program for a trail grant. The main ADA 6-foot trail will circle Lake Idlewild north of Waterville. The main trail will be finished with gravel screenings and resemble the rail trail at Marysville. The other trails will be single track and give hikers a great view of a lake below, as well as an impressive view of the Little Blue River Valley. The WPA-built dam created a 7-acre lake that silted in the past decade. The grant was written in the fall of 2022 by former Economic Development Director for the Partnership for Growth, Ellen Barber, for the city of Waterville. Brandon Wilson and the Kansas Trails Council provided technical support for trail design and layout. Local people have cleaned up the property, and several groups have donated toward the project. Next step is to request bids for the trails outlined in the grant, completing the project within 2 years. The grant will fund 60% of the cost. City and committee have raised the other 40%. The grant will cover only the trail side of expenses. Other funds will be raised for new restrooms, shelter repair, and picnic tables, as well as seating. Donations to the Endow Waterville Fund for Lake Idlewild Trail and Nature Center may be made through the Kansas Rural Community Foundation website. Anyone donating in the month of November, the Patterson Family Foundation will match those donations up to $10,000. Harlan M. Richter, age 79, of Barnes, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Fancy Creek Zion Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Family will receive friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Anders Fifely Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Arlen Richter. Jody G. Dorn, age 70, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9, with family receiving friends Thursday from 7 until 8:30. At the Laughlinova Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Jody Dorn. Nancy G. Smith, age 85, of Topeka, formerly of Marysville, passed away October 12. Graveside service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Nancy Smith. Francis A. Veering, age 90, of Marysville, passed away September 21st. A funeral mass is planned Saturday, October 21st, 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, private interment in the church cemetery, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Francis Veering. Reverend Jerome E. Jack Ulmer, age 87, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery.
Visitation Friday, noon until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Reverend Jack Ulmer. Raul Delmar of Marysville passed away, and a memorial service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m. at the shelter on the Blue River Rail Trail, north of inline construction. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Raul Raleigh Delmar.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store have been sold, but all of their valued associates, including manager Jenny Swarthout, will remain. The new owners, along with Jenny, want the inventory lowered, so all excess inventory is 10% to 50% off, with smoking deals like reclining sofas and love seats at $488, dual reclining sectionals at $1199, and queen mattresses at $177. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Marysville Chamber and Main Street, annual Soup Days, Thursday, October 19th at the Marysville American Legion. Serving 11 to 7 with local delivery from 11 to 1. You can place advance orders. Contact Marysville Chamber and Main Street. For delivery day of, call 562-8374. Chamber and Main Street Soup Day, Thursday, October 19th, 11 to 7. Free will donation at the Marysville American Legion.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Staying sunny and warmer into Friday with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Then clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still sunshine throughout Saturday, but slightly cooler with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s. Clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers into Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Scattered showers may continue into Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-40s and lower 50s. Southeast winds around 15 miles per hour and gusting as high as 25. Some rain may linger into Monday morning, then sunny with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s. And more scattered showers on a Monday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-October, 68. Record high on this date, 90. The average low, 43. And the record low, 19. Sunrise this morning, 7:41. Sunset this evening at 6:44.
Up for a weekend stargazing outing? The timing is just right for a crisp fall night and a sky streaked with shooting stars. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 19th, the 292nd day of the year. Singer Jennifer Holliday celebrates a birthday, and the first wedding to take place in a balloon occurred over Cincinnati on this day in 1874. This weekend is prime time for viewing the Orionid meteor showers. It is hard to predict exactly how prolific any particular event will be, but the Orionids generally produce a dozen or two per hour at their peak. Those shooting stars, by the way, are created by the debris trail from a previous passage of Halley's Comet. Your best chance at spotting one will be in the pre-dawn hours this coming weekend. Find a rural spot away from city lights, look in the general direction of Orion's Belt, and enjoy. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more stargazing advice at almanac.com.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. Experience is preferred, but welcome enthusiastic candidates willing to learn. A full-time position with a guaranteed 44 hours per week with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefit package. Applications can be picked up at either location during regular business hours. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall, Nemaha counties, and the surrounding area.
4-H, for you, for America, 4-H.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month, from Truck Repair Plus, Sunflower Community Credit Union, FNB Washington, Titan Manufacturing, and Farm Bureau Insurance of Washington County.
My name is Grant Crawley. I'm from the Wide Awake 4-H Club. This is my sixth year as in 4-H. My favorite project was probably hogs, and I placed in showmanship, got a purple.
My name is Aubrey Varian, and I'm a 10-year member of the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. I have learned a lot of responsibility since I have pigs and heifers to take care of and get ready for the fair. I really enjoy taking animals to the fair because my whole family participates and we all have fun. I'm already looking forward to working with new animals for next year.
Hi, my name is Bryce Wickartner. This is my seventh year of the Wide Awake 4-H Club. My favorite project is rabbits, and I got reserved best of show in rabbits.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water,
your air, and your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Marshall County 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Join us today.
In celebration of National 4-H Week, Marshall County 4-H is seeking new members.
Visit kansas4h.org or a local extension office to find a 4-H club near you. That's kansas4h.org.
Hi, my name is Ashley Crowley. I'm in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 3 years. I'm 11 years old. My favorite project was cooking this year because I got awards on all my things.
My name is Hayden Veering, and I have been in Happy Harvesters 4-H Club for 8 years. I enjoyed showing my pigs and heifer at the fair. I also took photos and received two Reserve Champions ribbons on them. 4-H is lots of fun. You should join 4-H so you can have fun too.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month, from Truck Repair Plus, Sunflower Community Credit Union, FNB Washington, Titan Manufacturing, and Farm Bureau Insurance of Washington County.
4-H, for youth, for America, 4-H.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Pittsburgh Steelers have claimed Darius Rush, the Chiefs' rookie, off of the practice squad. The Chiefs originally acquired Rush after he was released by the Indianapolis Colts after being drafted in the fifth round of this year's NFL draft out of South Carolina. Rush opened eyes at the 2023 NFL Combine, running a 4.36 in the 40-yard dash. The Chiefs are getting ready for their first matchup against the Los Angeles Chargers this year, their AFC West rival, as they're coming off a loss against the Dallas Cowboys on Monday Night Football, and the Chiefs are coming off a win against their other AFC West rival, the Denver Broncos, on Thursday Night Football. This week's Thursday Night Football matchup will be between the Jacksonville Jaguars at 4-2 as they visit the New Orleans Saints, who are exactly at 500 at 3-3. Currently, New Orleans is favored by 1 point. In their last 10 games against the spread, the Jags are 7-3, while the Saints have not won a game as the favorites this year yet.
Grammy-nominated artist, performer, and songwriter Marcus Kane is coming to Newkirk.
Oh, give me that rock and roll.
Live at Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino, Saturday, December 2nd. Get tickets at the Seven Clans Players Club or sevenclans.com. Marcus King, live in concert, December 2nd. At Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino in Newkirk.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The KSA Wildcats are getting ready for their home matchup against TCU at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. In the all-time series, K-State leads by just one game, 9-8. And the last time these two teams matched up, it was in the Big 12 championship game, as the Wildcats were able to walk away with a victory 31-28. Though TCU was still able to go to the college football playoff and eventually the national championship game, where they fell to Georgia. After losing top performers like Max Duggan, Quentin Johnston, and Kendre Miller to the NFL, the TCU Horned Frogs are sitting at 4-3 this year, with losses to Colorado, West Virginia, and Iowa State. The K-State defense ranks top 25 nationally in tackles for loss at number 10 with 7.7 per game. They're also amongst the top in rushing defense and third down defense. And since they've changed to a 3-3-5 alignment, they allow just over 21 points per game. That being second in the Big 12 behind Iowa State at 20. Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson.
2023-24 K-State men's basketball single game tickets are on sale now.
The Wildcats are headed for the Elite Eight.
National Coach of the Year Jerome Tang and your Cats are back in Bramlett starting November 1st.
Jerome Tang, what a job he's done in year one.
Fans are going crazy.
Don't wait. A limited number of tickets remain. Reserve your seat now.
Where would you rather be than Bramlett Coliseum?
From here on out, expect to win.
Our Friday feature game, Twin Valley League and District Action, as Hanover entertains Frankfurt. Battle of the Wildcats live on KDY FM 95.5. Marysville hosting Clay Center in District and League play on AM 1570, FM 94.1. K-Prep's pregame show Friday begins at 6. Our coach's corner roundup follows at 6:30. Pregame coverage ahead of 7 o'clock kickoff on air, online, and on our mobile apps. Kansas Jayhawks idle this week. Kansas State pregame coverage Saturday begins at 4 o'clock.
Are those tires you're riding around on getting bald? Slight pull to the left or right as you're cruising down the highway? Let Hilltop Tires in Marysville get you rolling straight down the road again this year with a full tire alignment. Still the best selection of tires and timely, dependable service. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Tucked away below the old water tower in Marysville, call Hilltop Tires today at 785-619-6035. 619-6035.
Fall through early winter is bulb planting season, but is it really a bulb you're planting? Could be a corm, tuber, or rhizome. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Tulips, hyacinths, and daffodils are just a few of the true bulbs. These bundles of energy have a pointed top and flat base where the roots develop. Inside the bulb is the stem, flower bud, and layers of compressed leaves. Plant these 2 to 3 times their height deep with the flat side down. Crocus and gladiolas are the most popular of the corms. These have a flat bottom where roots develop and one or more growing points on top. Plant crocus in fall and glads in spring with a flat side down and growing points up. Peonies and bearded iris are grown from rhizomes. These thick sections of stems have growing points on one side. Plant these horizontally in the soil with the flattened portion down. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Columbus reached the Americas in 1492. He returned to Spain and put together a much larger party of ships and people to sail back to the newfound land in 1493. We know much about that voyage, including a not-so-peaceful meeting with the natives at this stretch of land in U.S. territory. We'll go there on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
When Columbus made his second voyage to the Americas, he set sail with as many as 15 boats and 1,500 people. It was a far different trip than the year prior.
This time when he set sail, he actually comes in very far south of his target, almost 2,000 nautical miles to the south and east of where he needs to be.
David Goldstein says the large expedition moved northward, eventually reaching what is St. Croix on November 14th. 1493.
He himself doesn't get off the boat. One of his captains does, and they land here at Salt River Bay in the middle of a very large ceremonial center where there's a large ball court. There are clearly a number of large indigenous houses. It's a relatively substantial settlement, but everyone's gone.
The only people in the settlement were a group of Kalina women and children held captive. They took those Kalina aboard their ships.
On their way back aboard, they were fired upon by a canoe of indigenous women, probably Tainos, who mortally wounded one of the Europeans, one of the Spaniards.
Columbus's ships opened fire on the women warriors and killed them.
It is important because it isn't that Columbus was here. It's important because this is where all of the politics between indigenous people and European settlers began, and it is something that we all still see very much and live with today.
Salt River Bay National Historical Park preserves the site of Columbus's landing, a place that marks the site where Europeans and natives first clashed as the two worlds met one another. Traveling the countryside, it's Salt River Bay, St. Croix. I'm Andrew McRae.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
When the nut trees dump their fruit onto the ground, picking it up can drive you, well, nuts. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It doesn't take big machinery or expensive equipment to quickly gather them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Whether you have one nut tree or dozens, they make a mess when the nuts fall to the ground. It's important to get out there and pick them up as soon as you can before their quality starts to deteriorate and before the squirrels steal them. But picking up one nut at a time is tedious, backbreaking work, especially when they've dropped over a wide area.
Ed Perry is a farm advisor emeritus with the University of California, Davis. He says one of the easiest ways to gather nuts is with a rake.
We use the big bamboo rakes, not the steel tine garden rakes so much, although those would work. Rakes where we just could rake them into piles and then come along with scoops and pick them up and take them back to our yard near the barn for drying.
Some people use a leaf blower and try to blow the nuts onto a tarp or into a pile. Perry says you'll also pick up dirt, leaves, and other debris that could make an even bigger mess. And nuts blown all over the place will probably end up more scattered than collected. A long-handled tool with a rolling cage on the end will pick up nuts easily without you having to bend over. Or you could hitch up a lawn sweeper to the back of your lawn tractor. Maybe you don't even want the nuts, but someone else would. Have the neighbor kids come over and pick them up. Perry says it's a common practice in commercial nut orchards once the harvest is done.
There are a great many folks who go out and glean orchards. Sometimes they're school kids who just want some nuts to sell for some extra money, but a lot of times they're families, and most of them are out there with the hand rakes picking them up.
If the nuts aren't going to be consumed and you'd like to have some fun, perhaps you could use them to help perfect your golf game with the irons and chipping wedge. Find more tips for picking nuts up off the ground at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
He shakes the time, pace of his will.
Society. My name is Bethany. Twin Valley Developmental Services is looking for committed, ambitious, caring individuals to come help out our team.
Here's your chance to work with people with disabilities. We can really use your help.
Positions are in a home-like setting, and we offer sign-on bonuses, paid vacation, health insurance, and a retirement package.
Apply for a full-time or part-time position at Greenleaf or Beatty location,
or online at twinvalleyfriends.com/jobopenings.
Be a part of our Twin Valley family. We'd love to have you.
More severe weather events and other natural disasters pose an insurance problem for American agriculture. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Warmer surface temperatures for the world's oceans are responsible for a dramatic uptick in severe weather events. That's led to loss of life, property damage, and widespread crop destruction. Ken Zuckerberg is an analyst at Denver-based CoBank, who says the nature of risk is changing, insurance costs are going up, and people are worried.
But where I sit and I take a look at this, we have a lot more activity, a lot more risk, and notwithstanding volatility in commodity prices, we will probably see insurance as being one of those critical inputs that we'll have to really budget for, think about, and model when we assess company risk.
CoBank plays a major role in farm lending, and Zuckerberg says these weather events complicate ag insurance situations.
Let's think about a parcel of farmland and what that land could be exposed to. And what the punchline will be is you can do everything right and still not get to where you need to be.
Zuckerberg says insurance trends now involve higher deductibles, lower coverage limits, and more exclusions from coverage. And he says it's more likely to get worse before it gets better. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Your local Tractor Supply is now hiring. If you love helping your friends and neighbors, they'd love to meet you. Tractor Supply team members enjoy benefits like competitive pay, monthly bonus, flexible hours, health care for full and part-time team members, tuition reimbursement, 15% store discount, and much more. Find out why they're a great place to work at TractorSupply.com/careers or visit your local Tractor Supply, East Pony Express Highway, Marysville today.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we see one of the growth industries in the agricultural industry being dairy, and a lot of that expanding here in the state of Kansas with the announcement of the latest cheese plant in Dodge City that's set to be set up. Dairy set the record for the amount of exports that we had seen last year across the nation. However, this year it has slowed down a little bit due to some of those market fluctuations in different regions of the globe. As Alex Peterson, the chair of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, says that the USDEC had been working to grow markets in niche areas around the country to diversify the dairy's global portfolio, but walks us through the export numbers for the year of 2023 so far.
Mexico has been doing phenomenal. Best year ever, record to Mexico. Other parts of the world have slowed, have been a little slower to come out of the pandemic and recovery, and Southeast Asia, there's some issues on tourism going on there, so it is a little slower to rebound, but all in all, the trend line of U.S. dairy exports from 25 years ago when it was 3 or 4% to 17% now, we are right where we want to be, and we're seeing wins all over the place, despite small headwinds here and there, which that's the way it is in any market you're working to get the most value out of.
He says right now the headliners are that Mexico is buying a lot of U.S. dairy, while the southeast portion of Asia has seen some slowdown right now, as the USDEC is targeting some new markets as well with specific products. and says recently they visited Japan to market cheese to a popular chef.
Just a tremendous amount of possibilities in Japan. A, there's a bunch of people. B, they like cheese. They like good cheese. And one of the ways we're building demand for U.S. cheese in Japan is the Hattori Culinary School. So training chefs and culinary students on USA cheese.
They say the conversation with Japan and other niche areas of the globe are still ongoing. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
An exciting era of Shocker basketball is right around the corner with new head coaches Paul Mills and Terry Nooner leading this year's men's and women's teams. Take in the electric sights and sounds of Charles Koch Arena as a season ticket holder and be rewarded with a collector's replica of the arena. Plus, there are all sorts of new game day improvements coming to your house on the prairie, including fan-friendly concession pricing, simplified entry into the arena, and thrilling enhancements to the game presentation. Join Shocker Nation and reserve.
On the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation, from planting to harvesting and everything in between. It's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
Prevent pig feed contamination by cleaning out the feed bin. Check for moisture and caked on debris inside the bin. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Unlocking your soil's full potential starts here with a true vertical tillage solution. The all-new Great Plains VT1100 Turbo Max, re-engineered with a boulder frame and finishing attachment options like a double basket and chopper reels. The VT1100 delivers greater versatility and performance. Plus, use adjustable gangs for cross-season soil management and add implement command for at-your-fingertips control. Visit your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com to learn more. Great Plains. Harvest starts here.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Weather sets in, take some time to inspect your pig feed bins and clean them out if necessary. The feed in most of these bins is continuously flowing, and this helps to flush it out. If the bin isn't being used or there's a dead space and the feed just sits there, the feed could absorb off odors and develop mold. Molds produce mycotoxins, which can have an adverse effect on the pigs. John Patience is a professor of applied swine nutrition at Iowa State University. He says, in general, feed bins should be cleaned out every 6 months or every year at the most. Your focus with bins that are in continual use should be on the boot, which is where the auger sits at the base of the bin.
And that boot can get wet. Rainwater or condensation can get into that bin, and there will be a certain amount of dead space in some of those boots where the feed sits there for a long period of time, even though there's feed flowing through it. It really depends on the design of that boot. Certainly checking them a couple of times a year to make sure they're not leaking would be all that would be required.
If there's moisture in the boot, figure out how it got there. Check things like caulking, bushing, seals, and tighten bolts. Then start cleaning it out.
Obviously, physical removal of all of the crunchy feed would be the first step. Make sure it's very, very well cleaned. I would then dry it very well to make sure it is dry. You could bleach it if you wanted to kill the molds, but I think a good cleaning would be all that's required.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about feed bin sanitation at agriculture.com.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, you know, heifers are some of the most valuable assets for a dairy operation. Here's Chad Smith.
They are the future of the milking herd and ultimately determine the profitability and longevity of your business. Dr. Rebecca Klopp, calf and heifer specialist with Purina Animal Nutrition, talks about early calf care and nutrition as a foundation for the future health of your replacement dairy heifers.
Now, when we talk about colostrum, it's not just as simple as the calf got colostrum or it didn't get colostrum. The first one is quality, so making sure that that colostrum that the calf is consuming is considered high quality. And then the second thing to consider is how much of that colostrum calves are getting. The recommendation is about 10% of the calf's body weight they need in colostrum to get enough passive transfer of antibodies. The next important thing is the timing of that colostrum feeding. So it's really essential that calves get colostrum within the first 4 hours after being born. The next thing to consider is cleanliness. So just making sure that anything that the colostrum comes in contact with, making sure that it's clean and sanitary and free from bacteria. And then it's also really important after colostrum that calves get a high quality milk or milk replacer.
After nutrition, she talks about other important factors in early life care.
Making sure that the environment that a calf is born into is clean and sanitary. Calves already have a naive immune system. They don't have a whole lot of protection until they get those maternal antibodies. It's really important when the calf is born and it hits the ground that the environment that it's in is clean, it's dry. We're trying to reduce the manure exposure.
And let's look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Wichita State Volleyball continues its annual tradition of hosting their Dig Pick match, supporting breast cancer awareness research, on Friday, October 20th at 7 p.m. against long-standing rival Tulsa. A portion of ticket sales will be donated to the Side Out Foundation. Plus, the first 500 fans will receive a pink rally towel at the match. Purchase your tickets at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker Ticket Office at 316-978-FANS. We'll see you at the match wearing pink.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811.
Hey, Tab, did you know that in 2023, over 55% of all soybeans planted in the United States were of the Enlist trait?
Wow, what's the reason?
The competition says that they have true flexibility, but they have to worry about time of day restrictions, a June 30th cutoff date, and only legally spraying when the wind speed is between 3 and 10 miles per hour.
That sounds restrictive, not flexible.
Yes, and none of these are true with the Enlist system.
So that's why you've been so relaxed while posting soybeans.
Yep.
Call my husband, Thad Arkenbright, at 785-313-3064 and order your American Proud, neighbor-approved, and farmer-friendly Pioneer Enlist beans today.
And remember, when you buy Pioneer from Performance Ag, you always get more than a bag of seed. Tender use, on-site seed treatment, and the best service in the business. We truly care, and we test the products before you get them. Pioneer from Performance Ag, 785-313-3064.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Many veterinary students have gone through the Veterinary Training Practice for Rural Kansas program at K-State. Tara Barnhart completed the program in 2014 and now serves on the advisory committee. She begins by sharing why Kansas agriculture needs this rural veterinary program.
Kansas agriculture depends greatly on our food animal side of production, and Kansas is really well known for feedlot cattle, cow-calf. There's just a myriad of food animal out in production in different parts of the state, and they need veterinary care, and they need our bright and brilliant students to leave Kansas State and serve those farmers and serve the state.
She discusses additional classes that she took for the VTPRK program that helped her prepare for having a rural veterinary business.
Some of the specific training that I received that I use on a daily basis now, I received some training on emergency preparedness through the USDA, and that's come in really handy, not necessarily something I would have received in the veterinary curriculum, but something I received directly from the VTPRK program. We took a lot more business classes that surrounded, you know, managing a mixed animal practice or what it looked like to run a business in rural Kansas. And that has been very beneficial to me because I know it won't come as a surprise to everyone, but we start veterinary school because we have this innate ability to care for animals and care for the people who take care of animals. Not all of us have the business acumen to be running these businesses, and so that training is critical for our success when you send us out to rural parts of the state.
Barnhart describes how her position on the advisory committee has kept her involved at K-State. It has also allowed her to network with veterinary students so she can be a mentor and a supporter for them.
The opportunity to serve on the advisory board has gotten me a chance to interact with the newest students in the VTPRK, and that has been a lot of fun. I've hosted a few of them for externships, and that starts building a network of people, but I can serve as a reference for a couple of them who have ridden with me or really struck me as a very talented student, or maybe I know of a practice in Western Kansas that I could reach out to a VTPRK student and say, hey, these are the positives of this area, and they may not have a personal connection to that county, but I do. And that's a really special part of the program that you don't see in other professional programs. We kind of have this K-State connection that we all stay in touch, and that's really neat.
That was veterinary training practice for rural Kansas alumna Tara Barnhart on what makes this Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine program special. She continues to use skills she learned in the program almost 10 years later. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Classic Country Stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.